Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? I have joining us today just a fantastic young lady. I am so excited to hear about her product. I've been really anxious for this show. Looking forward to it. We have with us today Megan Hanna. She is going to talk about healthy eating, share some festive vodka-infused holiday recipes. She discusses staying in shape. She is just an interesting, inspiring young woman. She is the creator of Two Chicks Vodka. So I'm really excited to hear about that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm grateful for the opportunity and to share not only my story, but also the story of Two Chicks Cocktails and how that came about.
I love it. Just a young, successful business entrepreneur. It's beautiful, Megan. Well, I would love to begin. Please just give us some brief background. Tell us about you a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, like you said, you know, my name is Megan. I live in Orange County, California now, but I grew up in Northern California. My family is all from the East Bay area. I grew up there with two moms long before that was something that was really talked about. And I grew up with one of my moms ran inmate services for Alameda County Sheriff's Department. And as a child, it was much more lax. And I was able to go and play on the jail yard with the women inmates growing up. And it was a really beautiful experience being raised around so much estrogen, I like to say, because I really, from a very young age, it was so clear to me how important your tribe of women are, regardless of your circumstances. So in the jail, for instance, I watched as women, of course, told me their stories, and it really gave me a new perspective into life from a young age. But watched how they always joined together and supported one another as a community despite their circumstances. And the same thing with my moms and their friends. And it was this community of women who always supported one another, were never competitive with one another. And that's really what I grew up in. And the spirit that I was raised in was in that women-centric, mentality. I did know who my father was, and he was in and out of my life. Unfortunately, he struggled with alcoholism my whole life. So it's interesting. I'll get a little more into that and how I came into now owning a cocktail company. But my moms were always very like open with him, invited him to everything. So I just was raised in this very accepting, loving, tolerant, one love environment, up in Northern California until I moved here to Orange County. I have two daughters of my own. They're 11 and 13 years old. And so two chicks, two moms, and I have a sister and now two daughters. That whole two chicks has really resonated with me throughout my entire life.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And I love your words on, you know, women supporting each other. That's so important. It's so beautiful to see.
It really is, you know, and I will say, you know, part of, you know, when I came, now I have a master's degree in counseling, so my heart has always been in counseling, but of course, life takes you in so many different directions. I was a counselor when I moved down to Southern California, and then I ended up in commercial real estate, and then I ended up owning a cocktail company, so none of those things were really planned, but I've always felt my father, he passed away when I was 19 years old of liver cancer from his alcoholism. And I've always felt that he's been kind of divinely guiding me, because when I went into commercial real estate, into construction sales, my father was actually in construction sales. And I just fell into that. I didn't like look for that. It just kind of came to me. And then even when I had this concept for this cocktail company, you know, my father being an alcoholic and I was that 10-year-old little girl pouring vodka down sinks and hiding it from him and all of those things that you see on the Lifetime movies, I thought, wow, like, you know, I feel that my dad's really divinely guiding me in this to bring something more positive in the realm of indulging and more mindful drinking. So I've had so many things kind of had to all come together in order to bring me to this and who I am. But yeah, that's kind of the short gist of the story so far.
I love it. Well, what prompted you to come up with Two Chicks and why? And why did you come up with an alcohol company?
Well, I was sitting outside with one of my girlfriends, one of my best friends. She's my neighbor. And we always drank wine. We'd get together, you know, and chat about life and all the things that women get together and chat about, our children, our husbands, and work, all those things, and supporting one another. And we'd always do that over a glass of wine. And this day she had a cocktail in her hand. And I said to her, "What are you drinking?" And she said, "Jack and Diet." And I said, "Why on earth would you drink that?" And she says, "That girl on a diet." Now, mind you, she is like a size zero, right? But I looked at her and I said, "I'm going to bottle that attitude." And as I got to thinking about it, when I thought about the chicks, and for two chicks, it was just about me and one of my chicks that I have, a, you know, my tribe. I thought, gosh, you know, as women, we spend so much time in this mentality of not being enough, not being skinny enough, not being pretty enough, not being educated enough. And I said, I just thought, I need to create something. I need to create a brand that makes it okay to be enough. Come as you are, do you. Two Chicks is a club that everybody's invited to join. And why cocktails? Because women tend to get together around a cocktail. So I wanted to make a cocktail that was all natural and gluten-free, and it's sweetened with stevia. So when we are indulging and having a mindful cocktail, that we can also feel good about what we're putting into our bodies, and, you know, doing that with a mindful heart at all times. And as we're having those discussions and getting together around a cocktail with our girlfriends and discussing all those feelings that we have and the circumstances that we end up having to be in our lives, that we can do that around a cocktail with our chicks and really work through all of life's difficulties together.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's true. We get together with our girlfriends, have a cocktail. It's like a celebration. It is. Being together and celebrating
the friendship.
It's kind
of like, oh, hey, let's go out for drinks.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love it. And so your Two Chicks vodka, would you say then, it sounds like it's on more of a healthier end than some of the liquor out there.
Definitely. I mean, healthy as a liquor can be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two flavors right now, and the flavors are actually named after different kinds of friendships. So right now I have Twisted and Bodacious, and Twisted Lemon is lemon with cayenne pepper. So it's a more spicy taste. And then I have the Blueberry, which is more sweet. And so they're really yummy mixed together. They're good on their own, but really they're efficient. You just pour them over ice and that's all you need to do. So I wanted to create something that, you know, I just noticed as I'm getting older, and I don't know if it's just age or what, but I really enjoy wine, but it gives me a really terrible headache. Just even one glass of wine will give me a pretty bad headache. So I wanted to create something that was more clean. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I have heard from other people that they drink the cocktail. They're like, oh, you know, I didn't have a headache afterwards. And I'm saying, well, it doesn't have sugar in it. And so maybe that, for me personally, I don't know if it's the sugar that causes the headaches, but that makes me happy to hear that from other people, that they also don't feel bad after indulging a little bit.
Yes. Oh, this is just so cool, Megan. I just love it. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. I do too. I'm obsessed with it, actually.
Yes.
I feel like it's been my third child.
On your website, do you offer different holiday recipes or anything like that? Special things to go with it?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely will be adding more recipes. The point of the cocktail is really that you don't need to necessarily add anything to it because it's already pre-mixed. They're 15% alcohol.
Awesome.
So a wine would be between like 9 and 12. So ours are 15%. They're a little stronger. So you don't necessarily have to, but there are lots of things you can do to garnish it to make it easy for when you're having a party or having people over. You know, you can add fruit. I love, personally with the lemon, I love to smash berries and mint in the bottom of it, of a glass, and then ice and then with lemon over the top. That's one of my favorite ways to drink the lemon. But they're also really good half and half, half lemon and half blueberry. So it cuts the sweetness of the blueberry, but it also cuts the tartness of the lemon. So I'm a big fan of that as well. But yeah, as holidays come up, we'll start presenting some more different things that we can do, blending them up for like a slushier type drink. But we'll definitely come up with some more interesting ways. I've actually, on my Facebook page, if people have been buying them, people have been messaging me what they're doing with them, which is helping me. And I'm so grateful for all of that all the time, because I'm like, oh, I never would have thought of that. So thank you for giving me an idea on what to add.
Yes, I love it. So basically we can add to it, but also we can just open the bottle and enjoy just as it is.
Absolutely. That's the whole point, because everything for me in my life is definitely about being efficient.
Yes.
And I noticed that as women, you know, we shoulder so much, right? Responsibility. We have our jobs, we have our families, we have our children, we have our activities, we have our charities that we're involved in. There's so much going on all the time. I really wanted to create something that didn't take any brain power. You just pour it, you can enjoy a glass and move on about your day.
Now, Megan, did you actually come up with on your own the creation of this? I mean, did you do the taste testing and put it together and create what you felt?
I did. Funny story, with the lemon in particular, I was on a juice cleanse. You know those like 3-day cleanses where you get to go buy the juices for 3 days and you basically spend 3 days thinking about chocolate and bread?
Yes.
So that was me. And I was on one of the juice days, they had like this lemon and cayenne pepper lemonade. And I drank it and I thought, oh, this would be amazing with some vodka in it. And that's where Twisted Lemon came from. And then as far as the blueberries, I just knew I wanted to create, for the first two drinks to market, I wanted to create two different flavor profiles to match the difference of people. You know, some people like things sweet, some people don't. So I wanted to have both of those. And the blueberry, really, because, well, blueberries, number one, are just full of antioxidants, so that made me feel really good. And I hope it would make other people feel good as well. But also, it just tasted really good with the vodka. So I just, honestly, I kind of made up flavors, and then I have a company I use that, you know, formulates everything for me the correct way so we can produce. And I go in and taste and say, yes, no, sweeter, spicier. So yeah, that was a long process just to make sure that we got those formulas exactly where we wanted them.
Yes. Oh, I bet that was so fun. How creative of you.
Yeah, it was fun. I didn't want to be, here's what I thought about when I thought about Two Chicks. I thought a cocktail line is great, but how is this cocktail line going to be different from every other cocktail line available on the shelf?
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I thought that Two Chicks would be different is, number one, via the flavors, that they would be different flavors that were just really made up that happened to taste really, really good. And also the messaging of the brand. I thought, you know, I need Two Chicks to be a movement. It needs to be a movement where people feel like, hey, I want to be a chick. I want to be part of this club. And then that's why they go and they support us in buying the cocktail to share with their chicks. So really, when I thought about Two Chicks, for me, the bigger purpose is and always will be the movement of creating a space that is safe and non-judgmental and empowering, where we can come from all of our different backgrounds, religions, places in the world, all those different things that we come from, that we can come together and be supportive as women and start at that level, that we have that in common. And there's certain struggles that women, all women have, regardless of where they come from. Mm-hmm. And that's what, for me, the messaging for Two Chicks.
Yeah. That is so fun. Had you a very much experience before in managing a company, or is this kind of your first delve into this kind of thing?
This is definitely my first delve into this. I've never owned my own company before. I have worked, I'm the vice president of business development for a commercial general contractor. So I have worked in corporate America now for almost 10 years. So I've had that experience. And of course, before that, I was a counselor. And that's really where my heart is. And really, as I look at Two Chicks, I'm like, I'm kind of coming full circle back to the counseling element, because I love to hear people's stories. It's my first time, and I'm definitely learning as I go. Sometimes those lessons are painful. Sometimes those lessons are joyful.
Yes.
But I just try to stay in the flow and stay grounded and, you know, surround myself with, you know, my tribe of women who really help to keep me on track.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. And I have to say, I'm going to be one of your biggest fans. I was a female restaurant owner. So
really?
Yes, yes.
What kind of restaurant did you have?
It was Italian food. I started working there in college and then bought it. And I was there 27 years. So
wow. That's incredible.
Thank you. It's so great to see women entrepreneurs out there. And I
learn a lot from you. I would love, that'll have to be a separate conversation. I definitely want to hear more about that.
It will. I mean, you're just so right on there. I love it. And Megan, so your mother and her partner, they were a big inspiration to you, weren't they? So did you name the company after them?
I did not, actually. I just named it after, of course, they're my biggest inspiration. Mm-hmm. And I really, at the time, no, I named two chicks. I thought two chicks, like me and my chicks. It could be, you know, any member of my tribe. I wanted two chicks to be about other people and their chicks and their tribe. So when I created it, no, it was not about my moms. But as the company started to evolve and the messaging started to evolve and the lessons I started to learn, I mean, when I started this company, I thought to myself, you know what, Megan, like, you need to get back to you. I needed to focus on my soul's growth as I was creating this company, because this company is obviously an extension of me. And if I'm going to know my company, I really need to know myself. So through that process of really getting aligned with my soul and my soul's purpose, it started to be like, wow, I named this two chicks without even thinking about the fact that I have two moms, and there's my sister and I have two daughters. It really evolved and came full circle in that, but that was not my original intention.
Yes. Now, once you began this project and now you're this successful businesswoman, is it what you thought it would be when you first began, or is it like every day something, wow, this is new, this is exciting, and are you learning a lot?
Oh my goodness. I have learned very painful lessons, very joyful lessons, and everything in between. Starting a company is no joke. And of course, when I first, I don't know if you're into astrology, but I am, and I am a Leo. And, you know, as a Leo, we have very grandiose, you know, oh, we're going to do this and this and this, and it's going to be amazing. And that was me when I first had the idea. I was like, well, of course it will work. I mean, come on, this is amazing. It's going to be great. Women are going to love this. It's a whole new club. It's a movement. And then as I started to do the work, I've always maintained that exact vision. However, the getting there has been like falling a rabbit hole. Suddenly a door opens. Falling a rabbit hole. Suddenly a door opens. And that's kind of been how it is. It was definitely not a straight line in any way, shape, or form. It was not easy in any way, shape, or form. And every single day I learn something new. I will say committing to my soul's growth in the process has helped to make now with it, you know, now on the shelf that people are able to buy it, it has helped me to handle those situations without the anxiety that I had 2 years ago when I started.
Yes. Yes. I'm just so proud of you. This is so exciting.
Thank you so much. I love that. Oh, I can't wait for you to get your bottles of two chicks and try it.
Oh, I just can't wait. I can't wait. This is just so cool. You are such an inspiration, Megan. You really are.
And, oh, that's very humbling. Thank you very much. I hope if anything, I can inspire other women out there that, you know, they are enough and that they have an idea and they have a dream and they should 100% go for it.
Yes.
And I hope that because they've seen me maybe do that, who is not a celebrity and does not come from money or anything like that, that I was able to figure it out and make this happen, and that they can too.
Yes. Yes. And I love that you mentioned, you know, fall in a rabbit hole, but yet, you know, a door can open type thing. And that is so true. That is so true. And, you know, so that can give people out there, women out there that want to be entrepreneurs that are, you know, don't give up. Just stay on track. Stay positive.
Stay on track.
Because doors do
open. Also, like, to make sure that it's aligning with your soul's purpose. Like, I really felt with Two Chicks, it was about the bigger message and about my soul's purpose. So that's why I kept going. When I was in those rabbit holes with no light in sight, thinking, I don't know if this is going to work. Where is this going to happen from? Who's going to help me? If it wasn't because I knew I had such a deep, deep faith that this was my soul's purpose, I would have given up because it wouldn't have been as important to me. So the one thing I would say is that if you have something that you just, can't stop thinking about and you just know, you don't know why you know you just know, then that's the way you got to go. And you will be supported along the way, even though sometimes it feels like you're not. If it's something that you're not truly invested in with your heart, then when things get hard and you fall in those rabbit holes, you'll give up.
So basically, listen to our heart and believe in our heart, would you say?
Absolutely. Yes. I think sometimes we can let our mind get in the way and overanalyze and start to think about what could go wrong. And that's important in a business, of course, is to be able to analyze and project and those things. But I feel that having a deep faith in whatever, you know, higher power, whether it's God or the universe or whatever energy that is for you, having a deep faith that you are supported and you will be supported is the most important piece.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that.
And of course, surrounding yourself with the right energies of chicks. I mean, I will say that has gotten me through this entire process is when I'm in those rabbit holes that I have a group of women around me who are like, get up, you're fine. It's all happening. There's the light. And there, and I couldn't have gotten this far without that support because it means everything to me when I'm stuck in the dark sometimes.
Yes. And here you are 2 years in. It's very exciting.
Oh yeah. Walking in that first day and seeing it actually on the shelf at the store at BevMo was very overwhelming, very overwhelming, very overwhelming. I was just like, wow, it's still, I will say even now, it still feels surreal to me that this dream is coming true and taking shape. And I'm seeing people online who are engaging and talking about the stories. Last week I did a party where they served two chicks and they asked me to give a little speech. And so I did about the movement and I got off stage and I had a handful of women coming over to me to say, oh my gosh, I feel that way. I've been through that. I needed to hear that tonight. And my eyes just welled up with tears because that I just thought as I'm hearing these words from these women I've never met in my life, I thought, oh my gosh, this is my why.
Yes.
This moment right now that people, other women feel this way and need this kind of support and need to hear that message that they are enough exactly as they are.
Yes. It, you are making a difference to so many people and, you know, to have them say that, you know, I just can't thank you enough because how you are inspiring other women that they can succeed with what they're doing.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That's,
I'm so
that's
grateful.
Everything for me. That's, yes. I mean, of course I want people to, you know, love the cocktails and go out and get them and have them with their girlfriends. But I want them when they think of two chicks to think I'm enough.
Absolutely.
Authentic, raw,
absolutely.
Genuine. Those are the words I want to come to mind when they think of it. And our drinks are genuine. They're all natural and they're real. So I wanted to make sure that those two things really correlated. The products that Two Chicks puts out correlates with our brand messaging, which is you are enough and that this brand will always be authentic and genuine and you can count on that from us.
Oh, what a beautiful path. I just love it. It reminds me, you know, I never thought I'd be a radio host and I here I am in my third year and I get emails around the world from people and those things like those women that just tells you you're on the right path. That is so fantastic, Megan.
Well, and it's really, it's inspiring to hear everybody else's stories too, because I have found that sometimes what happens when we become in that competitive spirit with other women, which for me was always very foreign because I didn't grow up with that kind of energy around women, but that we get so stuck in our own stories that we forget to listen to other people's stories. And it's because we get so like kind of a little self-absorbed, and it's so important to listen to other people's stories and where they're coming from and their perspective, because that's where we find connection. Helps us to maybe change our perceptions of how we think about certain things and certain subjects that come up when you can hear more than one story. Yes. And that's what I want people to be able to share through our Facebook page, are their stories, and listen as other women are saying, oh my gosh, I've been through that. This is what I did when that happened. I really want to be able to create that kind of community where people feel, you know, safe and non-judged in their stories, because I really feel that's where women find connection with each other, through those stories.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, well, Megan, we have to pop out for a break. This is just so wonderful. Everyone, Megan and I will be right back. Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here today with Megan Hanna. She is the creator of Two Chicks Vodka, these amazing cocktails that she has created. She is an entrepreneur, had this company for 2 years now, and it's been just some great chatting. I would like, Megan, before we get into some other discussion, please share with the listeners your website information, how they could find out more about you and order some of these fun cocktails.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is two, spelled out, T-W-O, chickscocktails.com. And you can go there and find some more information about Two Chicks and where to buy. Also, we have a Facebook page and Instagram at Two Chicks Cocktails, and a Twitter at Two Chicks, but Chicks is C-H-X cocktails, that you can follow us and keep up to date with events, where we're going to be, where we're expanding to. If you want to order your own Two Chicks cocktails, you can call your nearest BevMo store, and they will order them for you to be delivered there if they're not already on the shelf there. And then by the end of the week, BevMo.com will be up and running. They've been having to work out a few tweaks there, but they have assured me it will be done. So you should be able to get it there.
I love it. I love it. So they can get some ordered and enjoy. This is so fantastic.
I have it ready for holiday parties in a couple weeks.
Yes. Yes. I would like to ask you, I understand your upbringing was also very fun with crystals and sage and all that fun stuff. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I was raised with, you know, moms from the Bay Area. So they were more like hippies than anything else. So I did. I grew up, you know, in a home that was very spiritual. I mean, my family's religious background. I have family that was Jewish, family that was Catholic. It was quite eclectic. So my mom's really, what was important to them for my sister and I is that we were open and accepting and loving individuals. So they took us to churches that were more non-denominational, more spiritual. There's a church called Unity in San Francisco we often went to. But yeah, I grew up, you know, my mom saged the house. We had crystals in the house, and I mean, I grew up listening to Marianne Williamson in the car on, with her book Illuminations on tape. So I grew up with that, that kind of environment, but it was always very open and empowering. And I always, people have asked me before, like, oh, well, you're raised by lesbians, so I'm surprised you're not a lesbian. I've actually had that said to me before. And what I say to that is, you know, I grew up to be so confident because I was raised with moms who taught me to be me and who I was. And I never had a fear of being anyone but myself. So if anything, being raised with these two very spiritual, very grounded moms, made me more confident as a child. And I feel that's why I didn't go at a young age and really experiment a whole lot, because I was very confident in who I was at a young age.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, and they both sound so amazing. What a
They're
beautiful.
They're wonderful. They really are amazing. The most pure-hearted people, I believe, you know, on the planet.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Now, tell us how, you know, you handle, you know, I know you're very into being healthy, health-oriented, having a balanced life. You're a mother of two. You are an entrepreneur. Share with the listeners out there, you know, what you do to stay in balance. How do you keep it all together and keep balance in your life?
Well, that is definitely sometimes a moment-to-moment practice. I think for me, staying balanced has really, I can attribute to making myself a priority. And I think oftentimes as women, we put ourselves last. We want to take care of our husbands first, our kids first, our coworkers first, everybody but us. And I really believe in that oxygen mask mentality, where if you don't have your own mask on, you can't help anybody else put their mask on. And that's how I feel for myself and staying balanced and making sure to take care of myself. And for me, what works is I go to yoga, I go to spin class, I go to boxing class. Those are non-negotiables for me. I put those in my schedule like it's a work meeting or I'm closing a deal. Because I know if I don't take care of me first, that I'm not going to be a very good mom or a very good friend or a very good wife or a very good daughter or a very good sister. And I just find that for my mental health and staying balanced, I need to stay focused on being very mindful about making sure I get my workout in, making sure that I'm eating well. And I love to indulge like the next person, but I just find that I don't feel well. So I just am really been practicing mindfulness. So before even I eat something, I'll say to myself, am I hungry or am I bored? And sometimes the answer is I'm bored, but I still want to eat. And then I just will grab an apple instead of a piece of pie or something like that. So just little things like that. I drink a gallon of water a day. I feel like that's really helped me to stay grounded and being hydrated.
Excellent.
And then also meditation has been huge in my life. And I always said, oh, I'm not a meditator. My mind goes way too fast. And really learning how to, even if it's just 1 minute or 5 minutes, to just breathe and be in the moment and to appreciate being present. It's sometimes it's a daily struggle, but that's really my focus, is to be here right now and not too caught up in what's going to happen or what has happened.
I love it. I love it. And I love that you mentioned appreciation. You know, doesn't taking a moment to have some gratitude just change our whole mindset? It really does.
I completely agree with that. Yes. And I oftentimes we get caught up in so many of these, the details, the things we have to do, that we forget to just say, wow, thank you for this moment of just breathing, of just quiet, of just being in my own head. It's such an important thing to do. And I think so many times, you know, women, we feel guilty for even taking that kind of time for ourselves.
Yes.
And I think that it's one of the, I tell my girlfriends this all the time, you have permission to be selfish. It's not a bad thing. Because if you're not right with yourself and with your soul, you're not going to be right for anybody else either.
Right.
Important to take that time, whatever that is. And not, for everybody, that's not exercise. For me, I really like to sweat. But that could be going for a walk or just being in nature. I mean, that could be a plethora of things. It doesn't have to be what I do, but I just feel that whatever that is for you, that you feel, one of my girlfriends, she paints. Something that makes you feel connected and grounded, it makes all the difference in our days. And also, I think, in how we receive, you know, abundance and love and energies. We have to be grateful and in the moment in order to be open for those things.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. And I love that you point out it's, you know, can be a different thing for each one of us. So, you know, go with what you love, what makes you feel good, and give yourself that, and give yourself that love. I love that.
I agree. Self-love is everything. You can't give love to everybody else if you don't love yourself, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So with the balance, you would say that, you know, love yourself and take the moment to be present, have the gratitude, balance the work, balance. And, you know, I love what you mentioned, Megan. Us as women, we do tend to, I have to take care of the kids. I have to do this. So, well, my job comes first. And we do many times put ourselves last.
Absolutely. At the detriment of ourselves, and actually at the detriment of all those other labels that we wear.
Yes. Yes.
Something will have to give at some point, and don't let it be you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what would you say to the listeners out there, to the women that are feeling overwhelmed because they're trying to do it all and they don't have balance? What would you say would be a first step for them?
I would say the first step is to write it down. If your life was balanced, what does that look like? I think there's something very powerful and important about putting that to paper. Not that anybody ever has to see this paper, but just that you, basically, I feel like you're putting a message out to God, like, hey, this is what I need to feel good and to feel healthy. So I think starting there with that, also, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that taste like? So what does that include as far as your activities or what you're putting inside your body or what you're feeling when you look in the, what you look in the, when you look in the mirror, or what feelings do you want to feel every day? So I think putting that first down on paper and then really prioritizing and saying, like, I, for myself, I get invited to do a lot of different social activities. I say no to 9 out of 10, not because I don't love these people and want to connect with these people, but because I need time for me to be by myself. And if I spread myself too thin amongst, you know, every happy hour and coffee, I won't have that time and I'll start to feel ungrounded. And so I think that making sure that when you are putting things in your calendar, that you're being very mindful of those things and, huh, does this thing make me feel good? And if the answer is yes, then that thing goes in your calendar. If the answer is no, then it doesn't go into your calendar. So unless it's like a, you know, a situation, of course, with the kids, right? Like, I don't love to drive my children to soccer practice, you know, multiple times a week, but it has to be done. Mm-hmm. But I find joy in seeing their faces when they come back from soccer practice because they had a great time and they exercised and they felt really good. So I find my joy in those ways with that. Those are things that are kind of non-negotiable for me. But I think really narrowing down, like, what do you really have to do and what do you want to do and what could you let go? Make lists of those things and then start deleting and do it without feeling guilty. Because you are important, you are the most important, and all those things are going to suffer anyways, and you're not really going to be present for those things that you don't want to be at because your mind's going to be somewhere else. And I found that when I really narrowed down, especially social type things, I was much more engaged with who I was with at the time and really gave them my time and my energy as opposed to thinking about, well, gosh, you know, from here I have to leave and I have to go to soccer practice and I need to go by the grocery store and I need to do this and I need to do that. I was able to put my phone away and just really engage. And those are the most powerful connections and times that we can really have. So prioritize what's right for you because there's lots of things you can drop. You just, sometimes it's hard to admit that to yourself.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Oh, Megan, I love it. This, you are so fun. You are so awesome. I just have to say that.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I love talking about these things because there's I'm passionate about, and everything that I built my brand around are these topics of balance for women and being mindful in everything that we're doing. I really am a big fan. I don't know if you've heard of Danielle Laporte, but I'm a really big fan of her work. And she talks about our core desired feelings and that we need to come up with those core desired feelings. And it takes some time to really figure out what those are. So, for instance, my core desired feelings are bliss, success, and content. So every day I think about those, my core desired feelings. And then every time I have to make a decision or do something, I think to myself, do these align? Is this going to align with helping me to feel this way? Because everything we do in our life, every decision we make because it makes us feel a certain way, whether that's good or bad. So I feel that it's important to make sure that we're making decisions that are going to align with the way we want to feel. So if something doesn't align with one of those feelings, I say no to it. Then I don't have to do that. So I'm a big fan of hers, and that's really something that I try to follow and also comes into the balance perspective with me in my daily life.
Yes, I love it. With your Two Chicks brand, what are you seeing? What are you putting out there to manifest with your product and your company in the future? What are your goals there?
My goals with Two Chicks are definitely to grow it into a woman empire that's surrounded by lots of amazing energy and other women that have the same vision and same goals and same mindfulness practice, really, and want to be a part of that and learn from each other. My goal with Two Chicks eventually is definitely to have a part of Two Chicks that we spend our time investing in other women entrepreneurs. So many times, like, I've been really fortunate, you know, I obviously can run my mouth quite well and I know a lot of people. I've been fortunate in that. And that part of me is what's helped Two Chicks become what it is. But it doesn't mean that there's other women who don't have amazing ideas and they don't have the network. So I want to be able to create that eventually to where Two Chicks can be helpful in that, whether it's from an investment standpoint or just a connection standpoint, a networking standpoint, or even just some advice on, hey, like, this worked for me, this didn't work for me, you know, some direction. So for me, that's really important eventually with Two Chicks is to be able to not only have our cocktail line, possibly some other products that align with the brand message of authentic, raw, real, genuine, but also to be able to be a place of support for women, not only emotional support and day-to-day life support, but even in business.
Yes, yes. And I have to say, because I'm a nutrition girl, I love that your beverages are on the health conscious side. That is so fantastic.
It takes one less thing off of your plate, right? Of having to be worried about it when you're indulging in something.
Yes, you don't have to feel as guilty. You can just enjoy.
Yes, that is a feeling all, you know, aligned with women often, not for sure.
Yes. Oh my goodness. It just, you know, you're such an example of what women can do and what women entrepreneurs can do. And this is very exciting for the women out there. It really is.
Oh, thank you. I hope so. I hope that, you know, I want Two Chicks to feel like everybody's brand. I don't want Two Chicks to be just about me. I want it to be about all women and all chicks. And as we move forward and I have new drinks coming out, all the drinks, like I said, are named after different types of women friendships. So as my next drinks come out, I am going to curate more stories to put on the back of the bottle from our community. So our next drink, if we named it something like, you know, Soul Sister, I want to hear about your soul sister. Tell us about her. And then we'll pick one of those stories. We'll put them on our bottle. I really want this to feel like everybody's brand and that everybody has a part in it. That's important to me.
Oh, how fun. How fun. Well, then I have to ask, what do you have on the label of the two bottles that you have now?
I have Twisted and Bodacious.
Oh, I love
it. Yeah,
and
have you seen the logo yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so the logo, when you look at it, it's two twos backwards, really, but it's also forms a heart. And when I was working with my graphic designer on this logo, I said to her, I said, I just want something that could stand alone at some point. So when I'm you know, in a place where I can start to do something for Susan G. Komen. I can pink out my logo and people will know, oh, that's two chicks for Susan G. Komen. Or if I rainbow out my heart, that's two chicks for Pride Month. I wanted something that really could stand alone once the brand identity is really, you know, solid. And she sent me back these logos and I saw this and I thought, oh my goodness, she doesn't even have a clue. But I, from a little girl, have been obsessed with hearts to the point where when I was like 2, 3, 4 years old, I only wore clothing with hearts on them. And I saw it and I was like, oh my goodness, that's the one, because that is me. I just felt it and I just felt like that was the right logo. So you'll have to take a look at it, but I really fell in love with it right away.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I'm so excited to try the product. And I think these would be great gifts for my girlfriends.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's all about your chicks getting together and dealing with life together.
It is. And, you know, we have relationships, you know, from years and years back. And even though we only get together here and there, they're special.
Absolutely. There's a special bond with women that I think, you know, sometimes men kind of miss out on, because women get together and, you know, we talk about everything. We're communicators by nature. So that's how we work through many different things. And I've told my husband, I'm like, don't you sit and talk with your friends like I talk with my girlfriends? And he just looks at me crazy. He's like, no. I said, who do you complain to about me? And he says, I don't complain about you. I said, well, I bitch about you all the time to my friends. That's why we're married. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the reason, like, we can get through those things is because we have our tribe of women that are not judging us, that we can say crazy things. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they know who you are and they love you no matter what. And they'll say, that was crazy, but here's what I think about that situation. And, you know, bring you back around and start to bring you back to a more grounded place and able to deal with, you know, other relationships in your life when you have that support of your woman tribe behind you.
That is true. It is.
Yes. I tell my husband this all the time. He mostly just stares at me and laughs. Like, okay, whatever. I'm sure. That sounds great.
Yeah. Sounds like my husband. Okay, you're going to have dinner with the girls. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. I'm sure that they would love to be a fly on the wall on some of those.
I know. Well, Megan, honey, we have about 2 minutes left in the show. What last words would you like to share with everyone today?
First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on. I just really enjoyed myself and our talk. And to anybody listening out there who is thinking, percolating, wondering about whether they should go for their dream, don't wait. There's no time like now. Just go for it. Trust that God has your back and watch for the signs. It'll happen.
Yes, I love it. I love it. One quick question. If we want to connect with your Facebook page, would it be Two Chicks?
Two Chicks Cocktails.
Okay. Two Chicks Cocktails.
Yeah. Go to Two Chicks Cocktails and like me there. And you could message me there as well. And we will definitely get back to you right away.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, you are just such a joy and such an inspiration. Oh. And
thank you, Paula V. I feel the same way about you.
Thank you. And, you know, to all the women out there, we're just backing them up, aren't we, Megan?
That's the plan. That's how we got it. That's how we get through this thing called life, is by supporting one another, not alienating one another.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I just love it. Well, everyone, I do want to tell you, we will have Megan with us again. You can watch for her show on WBTVN. That is a new TV show that I will be starting, and it's called Choices, Finding Our Joy with Paula V, and Megan is going to join us on that. So look out for that, everyone, as well.
I will look forward to it.
Oh, thank you, Megan. And to everyone out there, thank you for joining us today. Love, hugs, blessings. Love, hugs, and blessings to you, Megan.
You too, Paula V. I'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you. Happy day to everyone.
Yes. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.